When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. This is the season where you put up or shut up or get out of the way. Do not be a hindrance in this time. Welcome back to Sacred Blue Lotus, where in this session, we will talk about your duties and responsibilities as a daughter during these days leading up to the eclipse and onward. You have had your chance to decide if you are a woman of action or will just allow yourself to go where the tide takes you to be led. Many of you continue to imbibe on the news and entertainment by the very people who do not want you to know who you are, to do better in life, to be the person that you want to be. Interestingly enough, I was reading a book on monuments and writings and sites in America that we have no idea even existed that are phenomenal, that have either now been destroyed or covered up by nature or reused in some way. And a thought I had was also suggested in the book, and that was concerning cattle mutilations. What if this is an attack? You need to go back and look at the symbols your ancestors used. One was the celestial or cosmic cow. What does the cow represent? I'll read from a couple of books on symbols, but think about it first. What does a cow represent to you, even if you're a vegetarian? What is the symbology of a cow? It gives milk, sustenance. Many cultures equate it with wealth. A cow can feed families, communities. Is this why the mother chose a cow? Because it is able to nourish. So mutilating cattle specifically, could it be an attack. I had never heard that proposed before. And I knew the writer was allowing himself to receive and think beyond just simply extraterrestrial beings or terrestrial beings mutilating cattle. This is very important. And by the end of this session, you will understand why you need to get strong and do your part to secure this world for the people who belong in it. And this will not necessarily exclude people who do not look like you or include people who look like you. But you must get off your behind and do something. Because as I will show you, the other team is doing a whole heck of a lot of work to ensure their future. But in essence, what they are doing is the opposite. However, we do not just stand by and see what happens. We participate instead of being bystanders and victims. So I did a quick search, and you can do a deeper search on stories involving cows recently. So I guess now cows have, in some parts of the U.S., have contracted the bird flu. Did you know this? Did you get scared? Did you tap into the fear? Or did you question why the bird flu in cows? And why at this time? These stories are not necessarily in any order, but let's just look at some of the headlines. August 2023, six cows found dead and mutilated, tongues completely removed. In March 2024, 7,000 cows die in Texas wildfires. December 23, 18,000 cows died in a barn fire from an explosion on a dairy farm. And in June 2022, thousands of cattle die of heat stroke. Now, when I heard the heat stroke story, I could not imagine why farmers would allow their bread and butter to die in such horrific manner. How would one allow the thing that brings them prosperity to die from thirst and heat? Does that not seem strange? And now here comes the red cows. Let me just say that forcing a prophecy, or what you think is a prophecy, only powers up the side you are working against. But these beings that are rapidly losing power are fighting for their survival. They are in their death throes and maybe a little beyond that now. But they won't give up until the end. And that is why you need to lend your assistance. Because these beings will take down everything that is good with them. They are ruthless, heartless, cold, psychopaths, sociopaths. So we have that aspect. And when you look at it as a whole, these cow deaths and mutilations appear to be sacrifices or attacks. Remember, your mothers represented themselves as cow goddesses. And remember that cows can have horns. You may think you're looking at a bull, and it may indeed be a cow. But let us look at the bulls and possible bull sacrifices. Who or what is in the news right now and are having major troubles? Specifically black males. They are being taken down left and right. But if you notice, many of these that are being taken down have violated women, especially, and helpless people in their company or care. So by taking these people down, this work is done on behalf of the mother. Evil will take down evil. The ones taken down right now are not bulls of their mothers, the mother's bulls. They are simply full of bullshit and need not have our attention and care. Turn your attention away from the distractions of those people. They do not represent what we are going for. They are answering to their actions and are being taken care of. We need not be distracted by collapsing bridges and fallen celebrities and sick cows. You are urged to turn off the media right now. There is a major campaign to distract you from using any of your power during this coming eclipse. Are you going to fall for it? Or are you going to stand up for the cause of righteousness and justice? You have the right to judge and call for judgment. You were told that you were not able to do this, but you were lied to about so many things. You would think in this day and age, intelligent people, so-called intelligent people, would not be making sacrifices of any kind. But these people continue to do so. And you keep feeding them with your attention and energy in the form of money, time, emotions, while they continue to generate wealth that they don't really need, as if they can't stop. Enough is never enough. And they produce children who know nothing of hard work, compassion, love, who expect to be in positions of power without any training. They go through the motions of school, but what do they really learn from those institutions? Black woman, whatever your weapon is, your chosen weapon, use it. So in the next part of this session, we will look at some of the symbology of cows. And I urge you to do the same. You have time over the next few days before the eclipse. You have time to armor up. Until the next part, be whole and be complete.